President, we're listening to the scientists. It is evident that vaccination is the way to protect populations and revitalize societies. To vaccinate 70% in the shortest possible time, as is being done elsewhere in the world, means some 900 million Africans have to be vaccinated. The Afrexim Bank structuring of the Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Force, $2 billion acquisition of 400 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines, is part of the historic African Union's COVID-19 vaccine development and access strategy. It is a critical milestone in our collective fight against the pandemic in a continent suffering the worst brunt of vaccine nationalism. The Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Force vaccine program, partly manufactured in South Africa, is the single largest and most far-reaching trade transaction since the entry into force of the African Continental Free Trade Area in January this year. It is eloquent testimony to the benefits of domestic production and pooled procurement in Africa as envisaged by the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement. Ghana agrees with the call of the Rome Declaration of Global Health for voluntary licensing and technology transfers to boost vaccine production. The Africa Union is working with WHO, WTO, and other global partners to expand its vaccine manufacturing and deployment. We in Ghana have so far received 5 million doses, which have been administered to frontline health workers and those classified as being most at risk. 5 million is not a figure to be sneered at, particularly when we consider the situation in many other African countries. We're grateful that our efforts at the management of the pandemic and vaccine distribution have been recognized and we have received these amounts so far. We're still hoping to vaccinate 20 million of our people by the end of the year. One unfortunate development appears to be the recent measures on entry into some countries in Europe, which suggests that Covishield, the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine manufactured in India, is not recognized by these countries. What is intriguing is the fact that this vaccine was donated to African countries through the COVAX facility. The use of vaccines as a tool for immigration control will be a truly retrogressive step.